time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, yes, we're back once again. We'll be here till noon today, and I've got some interesting questions, and of course, I always have some tales to tell. Let me go back once again to Lady Justice. When we were up on the top of the dome preparing for her arrival, Dane Ringert of Waldo is a high steel worker, and he did a handstand, first of all, on top of the courthouse dome. That picture would be worth $1 million if it had ever been taken. Okay, so we had to find out what size of platform Lady Justice was going to stand on and how do we mount it and so forth. And that was Dane figured that all out and brought his welding equipment the next time. And we welded the base in place. But it was so hard because of the distance we had to string welding wires. And because of resistance in the wire, you know, it was kind of tough. Well, anyhow, when we were welding, we set the courthouse on fire. The dome, that is. Because there had been a lot of pigeons roosting in the dome and other birds of all kinds. And they left their grass and everything else inside just underneath that sheet metal. And so when we were welding, the spark set all that on fire. And so here we've got smoke rising from the dome of the courthouse just several blocks over from the fire department. And we kept crossing our fingers saying, I hope they aren't seeing this smoke rising from the courthouse. Or But no one saw it. And my daughter, Kathy, we sent her down to see if she can get a hold of a bunch of fire extinguishers, even though CO2 is not what you would use on a fire like that. But anyhow, we used CO2 and finally got it smothered out. Boy. And my wife, Jeannie, is standing down, along with Dane Ringert's wife, standing in the alley down below the courthouse. And my wife, Jeannie, had our daughter Amy as a baby. She was just born, you know, just before that, and had her in her arms and seeing all the smoke coming out of the top of the courthouse, thought we were going to get into, if not trouble, into physical disability. So I yelled down, knowing me, send up the hot dogs, indicating, you know, it wasn't as serious maybe as they thought, but yet it was serious. So that was that part of the, you know, episode. And if you wonder how the clock faces all read the same, there's a differential gear right in the middle of the floor behind the clock faces. There are pipes or rods that come out from the base of the clock, a double deal, and it goes to the center. And so when the vertical post turns, it turns the gears in that gearbox, and it's sent out to all the different clocks at the same time. That's how the courthouse works. Then it'd be nice. It was so, you know, back years ago in the 50s and 60s, we installed at the radio, from the radio station, I would go up, they'd send me up with speakers to go up in the dome and mount the speakers amidst all the pigeon. Oh, my. It was horrible. Little did I ever think at that time that I would be involved with the erection of a statue up there, because there was no statue. It was still missing at that time. And there was just a wooden shaft sticking up through the dome, and on top of that wooden shaft were antennas for the sheriff's department. Well, anyhow, that's how the clocks, well, oh yes, I talked to the speakers I mounted down on the second floor of the courthouse. The people that worked in the office there played 45 RPM recordings of Christmas music over those speakers. We had a PA system mounted in that office, and so all during the Christmas season, they played Christmas music, and that gave such a nice thing for downtown Marion. Yeah, all you could hear was Christmas music wafting up and down the streets from atop the courthouse. Little did I realize then, that was my first venture up in the courthouse, and it would be followed by others. 1118, well, actually, 1119, if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer any questions about anything. 740-383-9944. Okay, let me see. Well, and two, at this time, it was announced earlier, of course, when we put the statue up or shortly after, the name of the person that originally took it from the floor of the courthouse, there were three of them. Dick Carey was the prime person that took the statue and hid it in his dad's barn for a long, long time. Was it 30 years? Something like that. Almost 30 years. Okay, let's move along here. What else? Now here is a good gruesome question. What county was the last county in Ohio to ever have a public hanging? Yes, I think they hanged two or three people that day. What county was that where these people were hung? Yeah, and that was the end of that. Where did they execute people after that? They took them down to Columbus to the electric chair, which had been built in the meantime, and gave them the high voltage job. Can you imagine what it would be like after they put that steel cap on your head and strapped your arms down with metal buckles and your feet with metal buckles, and then at a signal, the executioner pulled the thing, and the person being executed would start smoking, and oh my, it was a horrible mess. But it went on for many years. But that was only after the last people were hung in a particular county in Ohio. Now, if you can name that county, I'll give you a pair of tickets to the zoo, or just talk about it. The last people to be publicly, and how many people were interested? How many, you know, to this day, it's no wonder people go for Halloween gore and things like that. Do you know how many people showed up to watch the hanging, the last hanging in Ohio? 10,000 people assembled in this county seat to watch the hanging. Oh, yeah, that's right. I wonder if you heard their next snap or anything like that when they threw the big thing and the guys went, I don't know if they hung them separately or three at a time or something like that. I want to know what county was that. You know, it was a distance from here, but not all that far. The last county to publicly hang someone while 10,000 people watched. It's too bad they didn't charge admission. But then after that, all the executions took place at the Ohio Pen. And that's when they invented the electric chair. Now they even have over at Mansfield in the reformatory, I think they have a model of that electric chair. Can you imagine? And probably you'd say it was good for them when they were being strapped into that electric chair. Something a lot of people hoped that it really got to them. Well, did it? Within a minute or so. Zippo, and they were gone. Okay, now, what county was that? I was trying to think of, in that county, the county seat, they make a rotary brush, you know, like you see, like the street sweepers have and things like that. I don't know if it's still there or not, but I used to pass it while we went downtown in that particular city. And it was, you might say it was in Eastern Ohio, 740-383-9944. Boy, what a thing to talk about going into Thanksgiving, right? Well, how about something a little more, let's see. Oh, yes, I did ask you, what town did Johnny Appleseed actually own land? Now, the story was, it's hard to believe, that Johnny Appleseed ran from downtown Mansfield to Mount Vernon to warn them about an Indian uprising. Can you imagine? I can't. I mean, how far is that distance? I'd have to look it up. Between and that distance was, they had Indians, they had dense forest, and yet old Johnny got through. Boy, oh boy. Okay, now let me see. What else do we have here? What was the very first county in Ohio? The first piece of land declared a county in Ohio. What county did that turn out to be? This is Education Day, by the way. What is the very first county? That county on the license plates would have a number one. Their sheriff's department would be number one. But what county was that? What do you think? Now you can look that one. You can Google that all day long. 11:25 is the time. Okay. Let me see what else I can get you interested in here. Okay. There is an area of Ohio that once was dug out by the Wisconsin Glacier. Now, here's another thing. I've heard that Wisconsin Glacier was 18,000, was 13,000, 12,000 years ago. The answer, as far as I know, is 12,000 years ago. But you'll find any amount of time listed because a lot of people that talk about it really don't know what they're talking about. The Wisconsin Glacier supposedly was 12,000 years ago, and that was when the glacial came Indians were here, and that's the Indians, or those were the Indians, they dug up out at the lumber company out there on 739. Yeah, when they skimmed off the topsoil, there's all those Indian skeletons, and those Indian skeletons were all over parts of northern Ohio. A friend of mine has a farm in which they discovered oodles of Indians from the glacial came era. Okay, here we go. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Okay, were the hangings in Cleveland around Cuyahoga County?
No, it wasn't, but it wasn't too far from there.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it was in that part of the state.
I thought it'd be Cleveland. That seemed like a good place.
Yeah, it does seem like, yeah, all right. Okay, thanks. Okay, yeah. No, it wasn't Cleveland. But, can you 10,000 people? Now, today, if there's going to be a hanging in Osceola, and would 10,000 people show up? Oh, my goodness. The roads would be jam-packed with people. Isn't that something, though? How people loved, you know, to see things like that. Can you imagine? Whoa. Over the years, there have been oodles and oodles of people hung, you know, like the men who they thought were involved in the killing of Abraham Lincoln. Whoo, boy, they got it. 11:28 is the time. And you're listening to WWGH. And let's see what else. We did the primary colors today, red, yellow, and blue. Secondary, purple and orange. Yeah, that was interesting. And so when I go home today, I will be among the dancing primary colors across our living room wall. And ever since the very first child we had was old enough to see anything, they marveled at the dancing primary colors marching across our living room windows. And they go from chair to chair to the Davenport to the wall and so forth. And then by the mid-afternoon, they're all gone because the sun has moved enough to take it out of range of prism country. Okay, so what town did Johnny Appleseed buy land in? And there's a big sign indicating that. I give you a hint, but I know. He was a landowner in a town that boasts the man that wrote the famous Civil War song. Oh, I wish I was in a land of cotton, old times there and now forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And that song was written by a northerner for the South, and that was popular among the Confederate forces. They sang that all the time. Written by a guy in Ohio. Can you imagine? And this guy in Ohio had an opera house named after him, too. 7403399944. And in the same town.
Charlie, rumor has it, one year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts... You can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again. And by the way, December the 7th in downtown Bucyrus, they're going to have that ice skating rink like they had last year. Hopefully it's cold enough for the ice to develop. Now, you can use hockey skates, but not figure skates. That was one regulation, that only hockey skates. Apparently figure skates would dig it up too much. Okay, yes, caller, go ahead.
Ashland County for Johnny Appleseed.
What's the name of the county again?
Ashland.
Ashland? No, but
yes.
You're getting close.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Yeah, yeah. Closer and closer. 7403399944. What county did Johnny Appleseed own land in, the same county that the man who wrote, "Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton, old times there are now forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland." Who was, I could ask you the name of that man. I can't remember. I should remember his name. There is an opera house in this particular town where Johnny Appleseed owned land, an opera house with the name of the man that wrote that. He also wrote Turkey in the Straw. Can anybody sing Turkey in the Straw? Do you remember that? If you were in grade school, I can't even remember it now. Turkey in the Straw. How many of you can remember that? Turkey in the Straw. Now, the man who travels around Ohio with his guitar and Civil War, wearing a Civil War uniform, plays all these old songs like Oralee. Remember Elvis Presley and Oralee? Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead. Go ahead. Are you there? Let me see. Well, I see the phone number. It should be here. Okay. 740-333-9944. Okay, so what town was Johnny Appleseed, or what town did he buy land in? It's well marked. You can't go through this town without knowing. That same town, there is a theater named after the writer of, "Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton," Dixie. The song Dixie was written by an Ohioan. Can you imagine? An Ohioan wrote the Southerner's most famous, most beloved song. "Oh, how I wish I was in the land of cotton." Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So that was written by an Ohioan. And I believe he wrote Turkey in the Straw. But I can't remember how Turkey in the Straw goes. Can you? Can you bring it up on your smartphone? Let me see here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is it Lincoln County?
Lincoln County? No, it wasn't Lincoln County.
Licking County.
Oh, Licking. No, it wasn't Licking. But you're all around. You're getting close.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, yeah. Licking County, yeah. I bicycled through there many times. And I've got some other questions involving things about the state from the time of the glaciers. Maybe I'll get one of those right now. There is a place in Ohio where you will find Canadian trees growing. And why? Now, this has been on television, I don't know how many times, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources have the most intelligent man talking about this. But there was one area of Ohio, and it still has Canadian trees in it because it's down so low and cold that it pertains to the weather in Canada. Yeah, right here in Ohio. What area is that? It's a well-known area, and you might have been there on vacation once or twice or thrice. What's the name of that area that you would find Canadian outgrowth and some other things that you would find nowhere else in Ohio but down deep in a gorge? Now, what's that area name? What's the name of the area? Okay, or where was the last public hanging in Ohio? And you'd be surprised. I was surprised. I bet Fred Malone would know. Oh, my. 11:37's the time. And let me see, what else do I have here? Oh, the very first county in Ohio. And all the license plates have that number one on it. Like we have Do you know what we have in Marion County? Sure you do. Number 51. We were the 51st county in Ohio to be formed. But it didn't all happen at once. They took part of what was Delaware County, Crawford County, Morrow County, and Wyandotte County, and they got it all mixed up. And you can imagine they probably formed a committee to come up with one county all of that, or several counties out of that. And you know how committees work. Oh, my. So they ended up with Marion County being number 51. But what was the very first county in Ohio? 740-383-9944. Everything I've talked about today is accessible on the internet, incidentally. Okay. 11:37 is the time. And what else do I have? We talked about the town that Johnny Appleseed owned land in. Or now here's another. Let me see. Okay, there is a gorge in a state park, and I tell you the name of it, the Clear Fork Gorge. What state park in Ohio has in it the Clear Fork Gorge? Do you know that? The Clear Fork Gorge is in a state park in Ohio. Or what else do I have? The other area where you'll find Canadian trees, because they love the cold air down in the bottom of this gorge. Now, where would that be? You've all been there. I know. I saw you. Okay. And let me see. What else can I tease you with? Government qualification. No one has come up with the qualifications to be governor. Some will say, well, not much in qualifications. Well, actually, the qualifications to become governor of the state of Ohio are less than you would ever dream. The qualifications, what are they? Gotcha. Okay. Or the very first county in Ohio. Where was it? Or what was the name of it? And it you can see it on license plates as the number one. Here we go. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, that Johnny Appleseed. Is that Mount Vernon?
Yes, it was Mount Vernon. Absolutely.
I thought so.
Yeah, and that's from the guy that wrote The Land of Dixie. And they have an opera house that's open now. Yeah.
An artifact show up there, and I remember seeing the sign in Mount Vernon there.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Isn't this some?
Yeah.
I used to pass that on my bicycle all the time.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, yeah, Mount Vernon, Ohio, the home of, now what's the name of that, I should know. I know the name of the man that he was head of the Convention Visitors Bureau, might still be there in Mount Vernon, who championed the restoration of the Opera House. And it's like usual names. I can't remember, but if 5 minutes from now, I'll know. And the Opera House is opera. It's a really neat thing. Now here's the thing: in this Opera House, when they started restoration, they took away some things that were nailed up on the wall. And behind those things on the wall, the coverings, were pictures of ladies. They weren't ladies without clothing, but at the time they thought it wasn't right to have these ladies painted on the walls there of that opera house. But I think they probably restored the paintings now. But somebody covered them up a long time ago. There is a retail store underneath that opera house. Oh, what's the name of that opera house? Oh, my land. I should know. I've dealt with that for years and years. In fact, I was up there when they first started uncovering everything. And it had a U-shaped balcony. Really neat. And they have plays up there now. The Opera House in Mount Vernon. Okay, now. The last public hanging in Ohio witnessed by 10,000 people. It's hard to imagine. Well, or is it hard to imagine that many bloodthirsty people or people that got excited seeing someone hung? 10,000 of them gathered in the county seat of this one county in Ohio and watched the hanging. And apparently it got to the officials and they said, hey, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to send him down and put him in the electric chair in the state pen. But they don't do too many executions anymore, do they? They found a way to delay them, maybe sometimes for years and years and years, but DNA sure has helped identify and prove a lot of things when it comes to crime. Okay, now, what are the qualifications to become governor of Ohio? Have any idea? Yeah. Most all of you listening would have the qualifications. Now figure that out. 11:43 and a half is the time. Okay, what area of Ohio, it's in southern Ohio, incidentally, it has a gorge so deep that Canadian trees live there because it's cold. It's cold down in that gorge. Canadian trees and other things like witch hazel and so many different things grow down in that gorge. Can you tell me where that is? There are a couple of places in Ohio similar, but the other Clear Fork Gorge, I don't think is... Oh, here we go. Yes, okay. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, on the last hanging in Ohio, it was in Cleveland.
No, it wasn't. you look it up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You would think it'd be Cleveland for all the murders they have. How about Columbus? Look at all the murders every day in Columbus. Oh, my goodness. You know, here we watch Columbus television all the time. Don't you wish there was a station in Marion we could watch for the news and we didn't have to watch Columbus all the time for their news, which doesn't mean so much to us? We'll be back here in a few seconds. Stay right where you are.
Hey, Charlie, did you know that Mayor Jack Kellogg has a great collection of political memorabilia?
Yes, I did know that. But do you know what his most prized political possession is?
No, Charlie, what is it?
Hillary Clinton's hairbrush. Never been used.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. And the other day I was listening to Sean calling Scott, and John said he can hear his heartbeat in his ear. Well, guess what? So can I. I don't know why. Now, that would be interesting to know. No doctor has ever told me why I can hear my heartbeat in my ear. It's not a sharp thing. It's more like a thud, you know. And at times, I thought it was something wrong in the car. I kept just thud, thud, thud. What is it that makes you hear your heartbeat in your ear? My carotid, or what do they call it, that big artery in your neck is perfectly fine. They check it every time. But why can you hear your heartbeat in your ear? How many of you can hear your heartbeat in your ear? Maybe you're not hard of hearing like I am. I was going to get a pair of earplugs until I found out that Medicaid or supplemental insurance does not pay for earphones for hearing aids. And so at my age, I think, well, hey, I'll get along even if I can't hear. I'll use my cane. No, that's if you can't see. But, yeah, I can hear my heartbeat in my ear rather faintly. How about you? I bet there's some out there, you're just listening to your ear right now. Yeah, I can hear it too, they're saying. So I don't know. There's obviously, oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Is it Cockles and...
Oh,
Conkles Hollow?
Oh, Conkles Hollow. No, but
Hocking Hills?
You're getting close. Well, that's close enough. The Hocking Hills, where Ash Cave is.
Ash Cave, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, would you like a couple of tickets to the zoo?
Yes.
Okay, you got them. And what is your name?
Cassie Yoder.
Okay. Oh, you're one of the Yoder girls.
Yes.
Are you Amish?
No.
Oh, I bet there's some relation down through your people, isn't there, with the Yoders and Millers? Huh. Okay. Well, anyhow, you know where we're located?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, Kathy. See ya.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, Kathy Yoder. Yeah, Yoder is such a popular. Oh, Ben, oh. Oh, that's right. I was telling, who was I telling the other day about a man, an Amishman I knew by the name of Ben Yoder. Now, Ben Yoder liked to tip a few. And so his relative said, Ben, we don't want you in our group. And so they more or less sent Ben on his way. But I knew Ben. He was a good friend of mine. And he was, you know, you've seen the statues of the guy so inebriated he has to hang on to a lamppost. Well, that's Ben Yoder. Now, here's what, now, where did I just told this story to somebody. When I was, I had a country store over in Lucas, that's where Ben, you know, he hung around that area. He would bring me a roll of Colby cheese, and I'd buy it from him, and then he would take the money I gave him and run to the nearest bar. And one day, though, Ben brought in, I had a television crew from WEWS, I think it was, in Cleveland, and they were filming inside my store for a special on TV in Cleveland. And Ben showed up, and I thought, oh, no. Ben showed up holding a cage. Inside that cage were several rats, R-A-T-S. Yeah, Ben Yoder was, and the television crew, I thought they were going to faint. And they went up to Ben and said, Mr., what are you doing with those rats? He says, I'm taking them, giving them away to research. I really don't know what his intentions were, but he thought he was going to take him to some place for research. But that's the name Yoder. That's what Ben Yoder, and Ben's probably been dead for years, but he was quite a character, and I used to enjoy talking to him because he really was interesting. Ben was a builder too. He was a carpenter, good one. And so it goes, 11:51's the time. Okay, so we got Ash Cave in the Hocking Hills, yeah. And there's another, let me see, Clear Fork Gorge. It's in one of the state parks not too far away, really. And Ah, okay.
A lot of people going to the zoo.
No, yeah. Spelled backwards, ooze. Okay, yeah. That's good. A lot of people going to the Columbus Zoo, and I bet when they go in, they, are you from Marion? But that is their purpose, to give away tickets to people to get them to the zoo. Yeah, that's big time. 11:52 is the time. And what gorge? The Clear Fork Gorge is in a state park in Ohio. Now, I'm talking not about the ones in southern Ohio. The Clear Fork Gorge is in a state park not too far from us. A lot of people go there every year. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Okay. I thought it was going to be Lake Hope State Park, but I don't think it is.
Oh, Lake Hope. No. What part of the state is Lake Hope in?
Vinton County.
Oh, Vinton. Down. Oh. MacArthur's down there, isn't it?
Yeah, MacArthur's not too far from there.
Yeah.
The reason I know this is because I went to Hawking College down there, and we did some dendrology, and they got a lot of Canadian trees down there selling their hollers down in there.
Oh, don't they?
A lot of hemlock and stuff. And
yeah, there's a good television show on Ohio State. I've seen it five times now with an expert. Yeah. Okay, well, hey, thanks for your call.
You're welcome, sir.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, MacArthur, I'll never forget MacArthur. We got Ed Miller and I, the very first time that we charted the bike route across Ohio. Every other year, Ed came up with a map. And the map was like county roads going across Ohio. And boy, did we have a tough time at times. So this one year we thought, well, we'll map out and actually drive the route of the bike across Ohio. And that took us down to MacArthur. And we got lost in the woods down there. I thought we'd never find our way out. Yeah, MacArthur. Okay, let me see. What else do we have? The last public hanging in Ohio. And it wasn't Cleveland. And it wasn't Columbus. Oh, the last public hanging in Ohio. Watched by 10,000 people. Yeah, that were thirsty to see a hanging. Wow. Okay. That was... I'll give you a hint. There is a very famous product made in that town where this hanging was that you all have in your kitchen. It might be up in your cupboard or somewhere, but you all have a product made by a famous company in the town where the last hanging was held, which was a county seat, by the way. And where was it? 11:55. Once you find out, you can ask the next person you see. Ask them that question and see if they know. I'm sure they wouldn't. Or the number one county in Ohio. Where would you find the number one county? The very first county organized in Ohio. Oh, and Marion County was number 51. I think Crawford was, in the 20s. And Morrow County was, 57, something like that. But Marion County is 51. And the very first county organized was named what? It was number one, but what was the name of the county? 11:56 is the time. Okay. Oh, here we go. This might be our correct answer. Yes, go ahead, caller.
That's Adams County.
Adams? Adams wasn't the very first. No. Thanks anyhow. Okay, it wasn't. Adams, Adams wasn't the first county in Ohio. I don't know what number Adams is, but the county with number one starts, let me see what time it starts with a W. I want to give you the answers to my questions here before I leave, so I don't leave you hanging wondering. So I tell you what, let's do that right now. Okay, starting at the top here. The qualification to become governor, you wouldn't believe. You must be 18 years of age and an Ohio resident. That's all you have to be, an Ohio resident and 18 years of age. Can you imagine? Clear Fork Gorge is part of the Mohican State Park. That's right. Part of the state, Clear Fork is Gorge, part of the state park over there. Let me see. And, of course, Johnny Appleseed had land in Mount Vernon. Ash Cave and the Hocking Hills had Canadian things. The last public hanging. Okay, here we go. The last public hanging witnessed by 10,000 people in the square of... Oh, wait a minute. Here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, the numerical designation on the Ohio plate license plate is by alphabet, where they fall in the alphabet order.
Is that
not
right?
The order which they were added to the state.
Oh, okay. But Washington was the very first county. Yeah. The very first county in Ohio was Washington County. And it's interesting, someplace in Washington County is a limestone marker that sticks up alongside the road that here is where George Washington did surveying. And maybe that's where Washington County was formed. All right. A long time ago. Now, where was the last public hanging in Ohio? I think it involved maybe three young people. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure on that part. It was in downtown Wayne County, Worcester. It would have been Wayne County. The county seat is Worcester of Wayne County. The last public hanging before they went and took the lives of everybody else at the Ohio State Penitentiary. Okay, so that's the story. Okay, so Washington County was the very first. And qualifications for governor, you must be 18 and a resident of Ohio. You didn't think it'd be that minimum, would you? Okay. And do I have anything else here I haven't got an answer? No, I guess that's it. Yep, got them all. Tomorrow, I'll have another batch of questions. Oh, a whole bunch of them. Okay. And a lot of these involve the pilgrims. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Take it easy. It's 12 noon on WWG.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas, Chicky, Shikey, Chucky. What is that fat kid's name? Let me tell you something. I have stories that someday you'll call me, and I'll tell you the things that happened with Sullivan and I on the air.
Oh, really?
I did a routine about a coal miner disaster. And at the same time I did it, there was a coal mine disaster in Nova Scotia. He claimed that I did it just to have that routine. I take a note on my mother. Oh. If you ever talk to me again, well, you were going to talk to me again. And we'll talk about that because it's so interesting.
You know, yeah, maybe we'll do a whole show on Ed Sullivan sometime. That'd be fun.
Yeah, you get the people and have all the people talk about what happened and how he says, now I want to know something right now. He said to the elephant, what are you going to do on my show? Said to the elephant. And then the elephant made a plot, you know. And the elephant, would you get somebody clean this up?
Now here's what I know about Ed Sullivan from reading.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promised I won't, you know. So I said to him, you introduce me. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as, because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, introduce me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States. He said, my God, that's a good idea. Then he said, tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife. No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get? He said, ladies and gentlemen, I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. Here is Schickel Krieger, we got shortcuts. So I came out. I said, ready, I want to tell you something, Mr. Sullivan. It has been on television 11 years, anniversary. And there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. Sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been on. Well, he got crazy. He heard that.
Oh,
F